Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eddie Mixes. Batting second. The first baseman, Chuck Connors. Batting third. The center fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gene Hermansky. Batting seventh. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bob Ramazzotti. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Klipstein. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Johnny Klipstein. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eddie Stanky. Batting second. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting third. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Monty Irvin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bobby Thompson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wes Westrum. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Hearn. Pitching for the New York Giants, Jim Hearn. And now, play ball. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hearn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a fly ball towards right. Hermansky catches it and throws to first to double up Stanky. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a line drive towards short. Dark reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Westrum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess takes first base on ball four. Hermansky moves to second. Bob Ramazzotti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramazzotti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramazzotti fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 0 for 1 in the game. Mixes hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1 to nothing, Cubs. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 0 for 1 in the game. Connors hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Sauer hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn strikes out. One out. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stanky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixes fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Burgess for a passed ball. Stanky moves to second. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stanky scores. That run is unearned. It's Cubs, 1, Giants, 1. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 1 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hermansky hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Hermansky reaches second base with a double. Jackson moves to third. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Burgess is walked intentionally. Bob Ramazzotti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramazzotti is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramazzotti hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stanky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Klipstein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hearn fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0 for 1 in the game. Irvin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Irvin moves to third. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Irvin scores. Mays moves to third. It's 2-1, Giants. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Westrum hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mays scores. Thompson moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-1, Giants. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn is 0-for-1 in the game. Hearn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thompson scores. It's 4-1, Giants. Frank Hiller now pitching. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stanky hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mixis hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Connors strikes out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dark strikes out. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-2 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Sauer hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hermansky hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Stanky catches it and throws to first to double up Jackson. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a fly ball into right field. Hermanski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Hiller. Mays moves to second. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hiller fields it and throws to first for the out. Mays moves to third. Two outs. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mays, trying to steal home. The slide, and he is safe. Mays steals home. It's 5-1, Giants. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Westrum strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Burgess hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Ramazzotti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramazzotti is 0-for-2 in the game. Ramazzotti hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hearn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat pinch hits for Frank Hiller. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Monk Dubiel now pitching. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hearn hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stanky takes first base on ball 4. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dark hits a line drive towards third. Jackson catches it and throws to first to double up Stanky. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mixes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Connors hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-3 in the game. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-3 in the game. Sauer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Westrum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-3 in the game. Mueller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baumholtz, who is chasing the ball. Mueller reaches third base with a triple. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Irvin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Connors has Mueller trapped. There's the throw to Burgess and over to Jackson, who tags Mueller for the out. Irvin moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hermansky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Burgess hits a pop-up towards first. Lockman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.